안녕냠 안녕냠 안녕냠
아직
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 Why do you dictate? I'm reading something. Why do you change it?
Text,
what is that?
Page 531 to the Bible. Text number 1 is chapter 10.
Uttama
Loka
Chetasam
Kauravendra
Kauravendra Pura Srinam Sarva Shruti Mano Haraha Anyonyam At Asit Sandalpa Anyonyam Asit Sandalpa Anyonyam Asit Sandalpa Uttama Shloka Chetasam Uttama Shloka Chetasam Uttama Shloka Chetasam Kauravendra Kauravendra Pura Srinam Kauravendra Pura Srinam Kauravendra Pura Srinam Sarva Shruti Shruti Mano Haraha Sarva Shruti Mano Haraha Sarva Shruti Mano Haraha Anyonyam Asit Sandalpa Anyonyam Asit Sandalpa Uttama Shloka Chetasam Uttama Shloka Chetasam Kauravendra Pura Srinam Kauravendra Pura Srinam Sarva Shruti Manoharaha Sarva Shruti Manoharaha Anyonyam Asit Sandalpa Uttama Shloka Chetasam Kauravendra Pura Srinam Sarva Shruti Manoharaha
sentimental people, but this happened. So, one hotel lot has come out, informed things that your deacon says that we cannot priority, neither we can be planned. He is a great example. So, better we shall deal with that. Then, the meeting was arranged between the Vedantis. Actually, Vedanta, Veda means the knowledge. then we need a bigger gap. These dhatus, those who know earth state, dhatus are like form. So, there are different forms of one root. They say, the real root is bigger. Now, it is sometimes spoken as basic. Sometimes it is called bigger. Sometimes it's called Vintage. Sometimes it's called Vinnati, Vinnati. There are different forms of the same root, Vinnati. So, when this form should be used, the grammar is produced. Sanskrit grammar is very difficult. One has to learn the grammar portion of it only for 12 years. Then he becomes expert, grammarian. And when one becomes grammarian, he can read any character, divine technology. Al Beda, Guru Beda, Hindu Beda, British Beda, so many Bedas. The real Beda means, I'm only explained, and I got it in 1968 in London, the corner of when it comes and it goes to song. The Beda means song. That's the way of without gyan. Gyan means knowledge. So, Veda Ampa. Ampa means end. There is anything from our material life has to have a beginning and an end. So, here in this material world, every one of us, we come here, ignorant, like animals, no knowledge. There are so many varieties of living entities, gradually, by evolution, we come to the human form of life. And our consciousness is developed. We can understand higher knowledge. And that is called Veda. So Veda does not mean it is meant for cats and dogs. Veda means knowledge. This knowledge is meant for the human beings. Therefore, Indian civilization, based on Vedic knowledge, is estimated so high. Perfect. Perfect being system of human society, based on Vedic civilization. Everything is correctly reason the idea that being called persons who are above material content, moksha-bhuti. Moksha-bhuti means one is not affected by the material incompetence. The material incompetencies, we don't mistake, we are illusion, our senses are imperfect, and sometimes, not always, we want to cheat. These are the defects of material knowledge. not with at all this material incompetency. These are Mukha Dush. So, why has to become Mukha Dush? That is called Vedic knowledge. That is called Vedanta. Vedanta Sutta. Tathātu Brahma Vidyā. So, Vedanta means the ultimate that form of acquired knowledge. Up to this. So that activity is Krishna. That if you talk of Krishna, the Sabhaka says, then you talk of all Vedas, Sarva Sruti Guru. You talk of Vedic knowledge. But if you simply talk of Vedic knowledge, it becomes dark. Speculation. But if you talk of Krishna, Krishna's Lila, Krishna's attack, then it becomes simultaneously discussion of Vedic knowledge at the same time very beautiful. Therefore, Krishna is described here, Uttama Sloka. Krishna is never described by ordinary verses. Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka means Uttama means also liberated. Ut means transcend. One will cross Udgava. Would be on the other side. A Tama. Tama means this dance. This world is the inner world. This life is dark. Therefore, the country or the part of the world which is always powered by darkness. Already there is darkness. And if again, that country does not give the facility of sunshine, it is considered that that country is corrupt. There is something here. Any country which does not get the full facility of sunshine, it is to be considered corrupt. I think that you they ask me, hey, man, what is your conception of hell? And this is hell, but not. Come on, concept, practical. All is dark, quiet, easy. That must be clear something. So why this material world? Why this material world is called Tama? Because everyone is a hero. He does not know how he has a plan. Everyone. In other words, all fools and masters. Just like big scientists, they are theorizing that life is made out of that. How much he comes to it? All the Darwin's theory, chemical evolution. Simply, that they see. That from matter lies. But when they one gentleman teleported as it is, he is Nobel Prize holder, he came to lecture. Our disciple, Sri Bhagavan, he is also talking about very speed. And he was very bad. But from certain chemical combination like stars, he said, if I give you the chemical, can you make life? In that big say, yes, sir, that I cannot say. What is the use of such knowledge? You are taking a Nobel Prize, only Nobel Prize, on the basis of such a theorizing knowledge. And when you are challenged, now you produce these chemicals, you say, that I cannot say. So, see, anyway, human life is meant for knowledge. That's fact. Therefore, Adhava, Madhikasa, and what not? Knowledge does not mean how to eat, how to sleep, how to have such life, and how to live. That is not knowledge. These things are there in the animals. The animals also know very well how to eat, how to sleep, how to exercise, and how to be fed. No, that's not. Human life is meant for different things. And that is Prabhupada. So Brahma Jigyasa, if one believes the life of Brahma Jigyasa, Brahma Jigyasa, and faith in ends in understanding the song of that is perfect. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavan Janmanam Te Janavan if one is actually Jnanavan in knowledge, that's what, not so far. There are two classes of man. One class of man is called Jnanavan, and another class of man is called Maya of Vishabhyana. How these words will find in the Bhagavad Gita? This is some kind of thing. So, Maya of Vishabhyana means he is rational number one, but he is thinking that he is vastly knowledge. He has advanced his knowledge. So, simply he is Pasta, false. That is called Maya Abhuta Jnana. But Jnanavan means one who has actually knowledge. So what is the difference between the two? One who has got actually the knowledge and one who simply falsely Pasta that he has got. What is how it depends. The real is a man who has got real knowledge, and real is a man that says, but he is very much puffed up. So, it is very easy to find, at least for us. That is the fact. This is our tragedy. They say you can find out the currency known which God is genuine and which you are discovered. There are some signs. This is an example. Similarly, our criteria from the Bhagavad Gita comes as follows. That we find these two verses in the Bhagavad Gita. What is this? The one thing is, Nama Vishkitanam Guha Prapadam Hish Narayama Maya Kapayita Yana Asuri Bhavan. The Rathas Asuri Bhavan. Asuri Bhavanasita means one who does not accept the Supreme Self of Parita, anger. Accept these aspects are called Maya Abhita Gyana. Samaya Prabhupada, they do not surrender to God or Krishna. They hold themselves as God. As soon as you find anyone does not surrender to Krishna, does not understand Krishna, Jesus, anyone, it doesn't matter. That is the first step. Then you come to the detail. As soon as you find somebody that he does not understand what is God, his relationship with God, and what is the ultimate object of life, he's arrested. And as soon as we find somebody that he has surrendered to Krishna, Bhavana, Yamanamanti, Yamanamanti, Prabhupada, how he has surrendered? Basudev Sarvabhiti. Basudev Krishna is everything. Actually, he is everything. Now, the whole world is a combination of two energies. Material energy and spiritual energy. And Krishna is the source of two energies. There were ultimate Krishna is the power of all time. This is the Samadhi state. Sarva Karana Karana Ishara Parama Krishna Dachidana Vigraha Samadhi Raji Bhuvita Sarva Karana Karana. So, if you call, just like we are present in so many books about Krishna, simply we are trying to explain Krishna with all these translations. Nothing but Krishna. How to understand Krishna? So, here this part, Sarva Tuti Mano, Krishna is very pleasing. Krishna is the reservoir of all things. When he gets our attachment for hearing about Krishna, then at least we can consider that we have become free from material functions. When we get attachment simply for hearing Krishna, nothing else on our side, then we should understand that you have become his body. These are the tests. Everyone can get this position. Because there is a process. If you follow the process, then you come to the real state. So, Adam Sudhya, suppose Sadhu Sangha, the beginning of this process is Sudha. Just like we have come here with a conceptual faith that here is Krishna, consciousness movement. Let us hear something about this movement. This is the Da. Adam Satya. This is me. Unless one has faith. Or attachment. Not attachment. Faith of me. Adam Satya. Then in this case, the devotee. That we are offering from the trenches just to give opportunity to the people to be sweeter. Pramantas. Radhapus Kavala Sangasara. Hey, Master Vita. We don't want anything from anyone. We don't want any political independence, social permission, or humanitarian attitude. Nothing. He simply requests people, please, chant Hare Krishna, dance. We don't expect anything from anything. Please, Radha Krishna Vala Sangha. You chant our Surya chanting on the street, Hare Krishna, you are the guy, Radha Krishna. And so long we go to come. Hey, Master, we trust her. We don't want anything. This is not a business that you are taught on the street to chant and to beg some business. No. It is for your benefit. The consciousness moment is very important moment at the present moment. Not only at the present moment, but all the time. Past, present, and future. But, at the present moment, the members of the international society, they are definitely serious to protect Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. And we are getting very good results. At least to our neighbor, we are getting good results all over the world. There is no question of discouragement. So go on. This is our Uttama Sloka Chita Sahas. The heart must be always filled up with Krishna consciousness. That is our Uttama Sloka Chita Sahas. So in this way, God, Krishna consciousness.
All glory to the Prabhupada. Hari Bol, Prabhupada.